Chapter 12. What's the use? God has forgotten me and nobody cares. I might as well throw up the sponge. These words were said to me just a few weeks ago by a young woman. I asked her how she knew that God had forgotten her and how she knew that nobody believed in her. She said, I have had nothing but failure ever since I came to the city. I said, don't you think we should take an inventory and find out why you have had failure? What is the reason for it? When a person has a string of bad luck, I feel like diagnosing the case, and if possible, finding what is wrong. Well, she said, I was whipped when I came. This was the frontier of last resort to me. I was simply running away from bad luck in the East. I said, you didn't expect to win, did you? I had hoped I might. I thought if I could get in the right surroundings, I might get on top. But I noticed a hopeless strain in her voice and a look of hopelessness in her eyes. I said, let's go back to the beginning of things for a bit. You know that God cannot fail anyone who trusts him. Suppose you bring him your shattered, broken present. Then make a new start today. He will wipe out all the past, and as he wipes it out, you begin now as though you had never tried and failed. She said, oh, I would give anything if I could do that. But you can do it. All those who have reached the top have had to do it. Many of the dreams and expectations of youth have been lost. But there have been born new dreams and new expectations. The faith of youth and young manhood and womanhood has been destroyed, and a new faith has been born out of the failures of the past. I can see her now. If I could only do that, if there could only be born in my heart a new faith, a new dream. I said, your worst enemy is your memory. Your worst trait is going back over the failures and taunting yourself. You cry nearly every night after you go to bed because you have failed. She said, yes, that's true. But, I said, you are done with that. You are done with all that is past. Failure is a memory thing, to be forgotten. Right now, we are writing on a new page, a new history. You have a new name. The name is Victory. We will call it Victoria. We will christen this new girl with a new name, and you will go out to win. You can succeed. Life is big and rich ahead of you. Let him, the unseen one, take care of you. She whispered softly. Do you think he would do it? I know he would. He counts it a privilege. He is looking for opportunities like this. I imagine he has had his eye on you for a long time, waiting for you to look up through the clouds and ask for his help. She went out to win. I met her days afterwards. She had no past. She had nothing but a brilliant, glad future ahead of her. She said, you know, it was so easy to get a job. I went into the same store where they had turned me down, and they seemed to be glad I came. I am doing the work I enjoy. Those of you who are chasing after a better job have in you the possibilities of a better job. Don't spoil them. Sell yourself to the man who needs you. It is easy to do it when you have the right mental attitude towards life.